and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of August, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Indian Corn. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday I hope to bring you lots of English that will wake up your language learning skills. Indian Corn, beginners. A few days ago, we had a yard sale. I actually held it over two mornings, out of my garage. Yard sales are very common in this area, and very popular too. Do you know what they are? I suppose the name explains the meaning. A sale of household items which takes place outside on your driveway or inside your garage. With it being so hot, I arranged everything inside my garage so prospective buyers wouldn't leave quickly because of the blast of the sun. The shade in the garage would keep them looking at the items a little longer. Amongst all the stuff was a box of craft items and bits and pieces of little importance. I had marked the box with $1 each or best offer. When the sale was finally over, I took most of the leftover things to a charity organisation, leaving just one box in the garage. I happened to look in the box today and found something that I had long forgotten about. Two ears of Indian corn. I had bought these a few years ago as a decoration for the house at pumpkin time or late autumn. It is a reminder of the harvest, of the change of seasons, and of the richness of creation. But Indian corn has a unique look and a unique history. All corn, I suppose, could be called Indian corn, but in general we give that name to the multicoloured variety of corn that is used mainly for decoration rather than food. Grammar notes. Useful vocabulary. Household items. The shop sells household items, no farming equipment. To arrange. She is very good at arranging flowers in a vase. A prospective buyer. If the entryway of the house is attractive, we will attract prospective buyers. Bits and pieces. What's in your bag? Oh, just bits and pieces. Advanced. Corn or maize was originally an American plant grown by the Native American Indians throughout Mesoamerica. It was a staple food for many of the tribes, and still is for many people. In Mexico, for example, corn is ground up into a crumbly flour and made into masa, which is rolled out and cooked into tortillas, a round black grain wrap eaten with meat and vegetables. About 332 million metric tons of corn are grown in the US every year, more than in any other country. A lot of it is exported, but much of it is made into corn syrup, which is added to many processed and pre-made foods. In hot climates, it is quite easy to grow, and there are many varieties. A couple of years ago, I grew corn and was quite impressed at its performance. It got to about 7 feet tall and produced lots of ears. Mind you, the corn kernels were not consistently shaped. Some were swollen and others were non-existent. Some ears had a lot of flavour, others had very little. It'll take a bit of research for me to get it right, I think. However, when the Europeans first came over to the Americas, the native Indians gave them some very good advice as to how to survive by growing successful corn. They taught them to put salmon in the earth where the corn was to be grown. This increased the nutrients of the earth greatly and gave good yields. Corn is a fascinating and delicious vegetable, and though used worldwide, it is distinctly American. I'm glad I didn't manage to sell the two ears of corn. I think I'll keep them as a decoration and a reminder for a few more years. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. Staple. Corn is a staple in Central and South America. Wheat is more of a staple in North America. A grain. The farmer grows lots of grains, wheat, corn, and barley, amongst others. Processed. The hot dog is a very tasty but highly processed food. Research. Research indicates that A Cup of English is the best podcast on the internet. Well, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please tune in on Friday for another one. I hope your summer's going really well. And remember, you can always download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, goodbye.